We've got a federal election coming this year, and there is a new Labor candidate for our electorate. His name is Dan Ripicoli, and he joins us to have a chat this morning. Dan, how are we doing?
Good, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Dan, why would you like to be our representative for the Hunter in federal parliament?
The reason why I'm doing this, I've got two beautiful little girls, a six-year-old and an eight-year-old, and I want them to have a better future. And I think if we keep going with the Liberal national government, that won't happen. So that's why I'm putting myself forward to really make a difference for this area and stand up for this area and make sure we have good, safe, secure employment going into the future.
When you talk about our future, climate change is an issue in that regard. Is that the sort of thing that you're thinking of for your children as well?
So what I'm thinking of is that we need to make sure that we diversify our industry here. We bring manufacturing back to Australia. Labor's got great plans on bringing manufacturing back. It's a $15 billion fund that'll create 605,000 jobs, which that's amazing. And 5 out of 6 of those jobs will be in regional Australia, so areas like ours. But whilst we're talking about the climate change, with coal mining, while people want to buy our coal, we will sell them our coal. Labor's committed to that. And we've committed to keep pushing that forward with the export market. The export market will be there for years and years to come, and we need to continue to work with that market, and that market will continue to give everyone safe, secure employment.
Dan, this seat has been held by Labor since about 1910. Joel Fitzgibbon has been our most recent representative. Do you feel that it's a very safe Labor seat?
I know this is a marginal seat, and that's why I'm out working so hard to make sure that we can get the support we need from the genuine blue-collar workers in this area that this area has. We have so many blue-collar industries, and I support blue-collar industries. I'm a blue-collar worker myself. So this is why I'm standing for the Labor Party and standing up for the Hunter to really make a difference.
Do you think the current government is not doing enough for those of us here in the Upper Hunter?
The current government has left the Hunter behind for years and years. We've only ever got things in this area when a Labor government has been in government. So that's the only time we got things. And when we did have that, look, we got a third rail network going down to the port. We've got the best rail to port network in Australia here to get our resources out and into the export market. We got the Hunter Expressway. So they're great things we got under Labor governments. But under the Nationals and the Liberal government, we get left behind. And that's why I'm standing up to really make a difference. Look at our healthcare at the moment. Our healthcare is absolutely disgraceful. We're classed the same as being in Bondi in Sydney. And we can't get in the GPs. I talked to some of the people around the area. And in Toronto, for instance, it takes up to 5 weeks to get into a GP. Around Singleton, Cessnock, Muswellbrook, it could be 2 to 3 weeks. And we just can't get doctors into our area because we're not a priority area. We're Labor's committed to making this a priority area so that we can have great healthcare like we should have.
So looking forward, obviously the vote for Nationals and One Nation has been climbing around this area despite their support of casualisation. What do you think about that?
So casualisation of the workforce has been horrendous up here in the Hunter Valley. One Nation, the Nats, voted down the casualisation laws that we're going to change. We missed out on so much in this area. We've got so much labour hire here. We've got people earning $40,000 to $50,000 less for doing the exact same job as the person standing next to them who's got a permanent job with a coal mine. And that's absolutely disgusting in this area. And so Labor's committed to bringing in same job, same pay, and we will work towards that with the union backing as well to get that through, and that will mean more money in the pockets for all of our mining workers.
Are you not concerned that some of those big mining companies are going to be upset by legislation like that?
They're making billions and billions of dollars each year and taking advantage of our workforce. That's the wrong thing to do. They shouldn't be taking advantage of our workforce. We need safe, secure employment in this area to continue working and building this area to what it is and what it should be.
Your previous history, you've been an Olympian. That's probably one of the greatest challenges that anybody could experience. And now you've got Parliament to look forward to, possibly.
Yeah, I'm a 5-time Olympian and 3-time Commonwealth Games gold and bronze medalist in pistol shooting. So I know what hard work is. I know what it is to live week to week. As being an athlete, I've had to do that for a lot of my shooting career. Because you fit in work wherever you can to do what you need to do to be able to train and compete at the highest level. And the Olympics is by far the highest level. And I've been lucky enough to do that 5 times. And so now I'm just transferring that same dedication into the campaign and pushing hard and talking with as many people around the area as I can.
Well, Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you for the very first time. Thank you very much for joining us on The Breakfast Show. And I'm sure as we get closer to the election, we will speak another couple of times again.
No worries. Thank you very much. And thanks for your time. And thanks for the listener's time as well. Enjoy your day.